It's Tuesday, June 27th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court injunction on President Trump's travel ban on 6 predominantly Muslim nations. The plan of the Supremes is to take up consideration of the ban in the fall. The Supreme Court also decided in favor of a Missouri church which was denied government subsidy for their playground. The court ruled that Trinity Lutheran Church may apply for, quote, generally available public grant programs, unquote, on an equal basis with other applicants. And Jack Phillips, the Denver Christian baker who refused to support a wedding based on unnatural relations, will have his day at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Worldview spoke with Kristen Wagoner, senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, who explained what happened to Jack 5 years ago.
He was requested to do a custom cake for a same-sex ceremony, and he told the couple that he was not able to do that. He'd sell them anything else in the store, but that his religious convictions prevented him from promoting same-sex ceremony.
Despite the fact that the homosexual couple easily obtained a wedding cake, almost immediately from a competitor who had no objection, they decided to sue Jack Phillips nonetheless in a case that has resulted in a 40% loss to his family business. The Christian baker was cited by Colorado's Civil Rights Commission on the basis of denying public accommodation to homosexuals. Wagner pointed to the double standard of the commission.
There was a similar case involving a cake baker who declined to bake a cake that had anti-same-sex messages on it. The commission in Colorado said that that was fine. It did not violate the law. So Colorado is picking and choosing what viewpoint on marriage it's going to punish and what viewpoint it's going to protect. And that's unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court will most likely rule next year on this case, pitting Christian liberties against homosexual license. In 1 Samuel 2:30, the Lord declares, "Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The Supreme Court also declared an Arkansas law to be unconstitutional, which had required a court order for lesbians to record their names on a child's birth certificate. Secular news outlets reported 200,000 participants at the Seattle Homosexual Pride March over the weekend. However, the festivities were interrupted by Black Lives Matter protests. Evidently, homosexuals of color felt they were not equally represented in the proceedings. The demonstrators actually stopped the parade for 30 minutes. Public support for homosexuality in America stands at an all-time high of 62%. Up 7% in just 2 years, and up 25% in 10 years, according to Pew Research. No other social trend represents that much change in so short a time. Genesis 19:24-25 reminds us how seriously God takes this abomination. "Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land." An American named Bill Finley was arrested at a Canadian airport on charges of violating Canada's hate speech laws. Finley said the authorities confiscated his iPad as, quote, "forensic evidence," unquote. Finley was scheduled to speak at an event sponsored by the Worldwide Coalition Against Islam. Finley explained on his Facebook post about the problematic speech that resulted in his arrest.
"The speech was about the abuse of women and children under Islamic Sharia law, and believe it or not, the speech was also about the importance of freedom of speech. One line in the speech was that I was there to speak to the Canadians who believe that all citizens should be free to speak their mind without fear of being dragged off by the authorities. But before I could give the speech, I was dragged off by the authorities."
1,200 British doctors have committed to follow the Hebrew midwives if the British Medical Association votes to allow the killing of babies up to full term. The BMA is planning to vote today on this decision. Another abortion referral Planned Parenthood mill is closing down forever in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Psalm 37:2 says, "They shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Please pray for Chinese pastor Zhang Xiaoji, who has been in prison for 4 years out of a 12-year sentence for his faith. The pastor's daughter, Esther, has issued an urgent plea to help. She says the prison officials are torturing her father and that he is, quote, barely alive, unquote. God's common grace can be seen everywhere. A contractor and his daughter were walking through a Six Flags amusement park in New York State on Sunday when they saw a 14-year-old girl hanging from a gondola 25 feet above. Matthew Howard and Leanne Winchell formed a human net and told the girl to let go. When her body made contact, they were knocked to the ground, but saved the girl's life. Only the contractor suffered a slight injury. We have the video link to their amazing rescue in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Our team continues to marvel at God's faithfulness and His provision of $28,880 to sustain the ongoing work of The Worldview through the sacrificial gifts of many listeners. Within the last 24 hours, four final gifts came in. Special thanks to Alvin, who pledged $20 per month for a year, and Wolfgang, who pledged $25 per month. We're also grateful for the one-time donations of $25 from both Mark and Rebecca. That brings our final total to $29,470. Wow! To God be the glory. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, June 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.